Hi, Dustin. We're on the air now. Good morning, Dustin Luca, Salem News. I know that you're bored to tears, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely nothing going on.
Well, you know, we just talked with the mayor, she gave a very concise summary of how things are going from a city hall perspective. And I just wonder things in the city, maybe what your priorities are in terms of coverage for the paper and what we might be expecting to read about or we should look up anyway.
So stories that kind of show that, you know, the life that exists, because I think it's really easy to kind of lose sight of the fact that Salem is, you know, a city of 42,000 people, that you really, when going through the city right now, you don't see those 42,000 people. And a lot of, I know what the mayor's been talking about, especially with Salem Together and things like that, is, you know, making sure that Salem residents are reaching out to each other, that they're checking in on each other, they're helping each other where they can when it's safe to do so. And that's kind of, when it comes to coverage, that's kind of what I've been focusing on, trying to talk to, like, the story that ran today was looking at hourly workers and how they're affected by this. Before that, it was restaurant workers. A story that I'm working on today is looking at how the homeless are affected, kind of just to show that these people are still kind of out there. And, you know, some of them may need support, some of them may not, but there's still a conversation to be had to show that we are all in this together.
I think that's most excellent, most necessary. And I wonder, Dustin, in your travels, have you noticed a shift in attitude? In other words, like Monday, Tuesday, people were grumbling and groaning and complaining, and it was not a nice thing. People were realizing, okay, this could be the long haul. But I noticed maybe Tuesday and Wednesday, and I haven't been out yet today, there's a difference in attitude. People are doing exactly what you're saying, helping out, reaching out, and sort of settling in, saying, okay, we don't like it, we don't want it, but we're going to work with it. Have you noticed that kind of that change? I know it's very early.
I've seen it a little bit, but I think that there's different tones also coming from different kinds of people. There's still a lot of people out there that think that a lot of this is unnecessary, and that it's like there's this narrative that keeps kind of coming out about how the media is kind of spinning this story about a crisis, and that, you know, it's kind of not as bad as it is. People like to throw around the numbers for H1N1 a decade ago and say, why wasn't this an emergency then? So there's still a, you know, section of the public that doesn't see the value of self-quarantine, doesn't see, you know, that social distance is actually something that can help right now. And actually, one of the things that I'm kind of concerned about is, like, let's say everybody does what they're supposed to do right now, and then 3 weeks from now, nothing happens, everybody's able to emerge again, and society resumes. We do all this, it wasn't necessary, when really the fact that nothing happened was the reason why we did it.
Yeah, and I think it's similar to over-preparing for a blizzard. Sometimes we get them, sometimes we don't, but there's nothing wrong with preparing, and I hope you're right, man. I hope that people are paying attention to this. I talked with your colleague up at the Eagle Tribune, Bill Kirk, he was describing to me a little bit of difference in how he goes about getting news story and how he does his job in terms of reporting. I'm guessing you've had to make some adjustments as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, I've kind of got a bit of a more personal connection here. So on the weekends, I work another job to help afford the journalism habit, and I actually possibly became exposed to somebody. So I've actually been in quarantine all week, and one of the things that's forced me to do is kind of rethink how I do the work that I do. So one of the things I've been trying to do is trying to do, like, a lot of video interviews with people, and I've done two so far where I've basically just gotten somebody to get onto a camera, and then the two of us talk, and it streams onto Facebook Live. And now SATV is, like, picking those things up. And it was interesting yesterday because I actually had a chance to talk to the mayor for, like, a six-minute thing on video.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually told me about Salem Together. And at the time, I didn't even know that it happened. And the email had actually come in about 10 minutes before that because they had just announced it.
Mm-hmm.
And the video interview turned into a story. And then, you know, also SATV is picking it up and things like that. So it's definitely changed, especially because I really can't leave my apartment right now. It's definitely changed how I do my work. I don't know if it's changed it for the better or for the worse, or if it's kind of what we need right now, given the severity of what's going on. But it's, you know, the work has definitely changed.
Yeah, well, you've tipped us off on some new technology. In terms of that, Dustin, how can people get? Where do they go to look for what you've done with either the Facebook broadcasts? Or obviously, you know, your stories.
It's all going on social media. So if you go to, like, say, for example, facebook.com/DustinLuca, it takes you straight to my page.
Okay.
On Twitter, DustinLucaSN. Whenever I put something out, I try to make sure I hit on all those spots. So, and then obviously SalemNews.com is where we're putting a ton of coverage. If you can't get through there, or you've exhausted your clicks of the month, City of Salem has resources on its website. There's all kinds of other websites,
right,
partners and things like that that are also getting involved and trying to put information out in terms of places you can go if you need, grocery shopping or something like that,
All right. Now, listen, you're the first person I've talked with who has said that he or she has been possibly exposed. So without getting too personal, what the hell's going on? Do you have to talk to a doctor? What do you do?
I've actually so I know one of the things that they keep preaching out on social media right now is to lessen the curve. And that's a reference to basically if you think about, this mass hysteria in the public and all of a sudden the hospitals all get inundated and they basically collapse under the weight of everything that's going on. Or if things go more smoothly and the hospitals are actually able to sustain themselves, so hence, lessening the curve. So I actually haven't reached out to a doctor. Basically what ended up happening is where I work on the weekends, there's somebody who was having health issues throughout the week, and then I share an office with that person and ended up sitting at that person's desk for 2 days and started feeling something and then found out that he was feeling something. So he's been trying to get to a doctor. I've been deciding not to do that because what I've been feeling is incredibly minor. I know that my health is not personally at risk, and the fact that I've kind of shut in means I'm putting other people at risk. I know it's got like a 2 week or so time when it could be passed on to other people and things like that. And I'm kind of thinking, where I'm not suffering, I'm not really dealing with much in the way of symptoms at all. And most likely the kid had the flu and not actually coronavirus, but because you don't know, you have to play it safe. I'm just basically saying, okay, I'm not going to set up an appointment with the doctor and eat up his time when all I know he's going to tell me is that I'm not eligible for a test and I should just stay at home.
Okay.